Welcome to Topic 2, Welcoming Scripture and the Holy Spirit into Self-Conversation. In Topic 1, we began noticing that every person has an inner conversation. We say things to ourselves. We repeat sentences. We interpret our lives. We tell ourselves who we are, what is happening, what might happen next, and whether hope is possible. Some of those inward sentences are wise and faithful. Some are fearful, some are shaming, some are old scripts from pain, rejection, failure, temptation, or disappointment. This week, we learn that scripture belongs in that inner conversation. The Word of God is not only for church services, Bible studies, sermons, or public worship. Scripture also belongs in the private places of the heart. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The renewing of the mind includes the renewing of the sentences we repeat inside. When your inner voice says, "I am alone," Scripture says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." When your inner voice says, "I am condemned," Scripture says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." When your inner voice says, "I can never change," Scripture says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." This is not pretending. This is not positive thinking. This is not denying pain. This is learning to bring the inward conversation before the living God. A scriptural self-conversation asks, "What am I saying to myself right now?" Then it asks, "Is this sentence fully true before God?" Then it asks, "What has God said that belongs in this moment?" Sometimes scripture comforts us. Sometimes scripture corrects us. Sometimes scripture warns us. Sometimes scripture strengthens us. Sometimes scripture teaches us to lament honestly and still hope in God. The goal is not to memorize a verse so we can silence every feeling. Feelings are real. Pain is real. Fear can feel loud. Shame can feel convincing. The goal is to welcome God's truth into the place where fear, shame, temptation, despair, and bitterness try to take over. This week, begin gently. Notice one sentence you often repeat inside. Then ask, "Lord, what scripture belongs in this conversation?" You are not alone in your thoughts. The Word of God can meet you there.